making math fairer. It's been said by some people that men are better at math and science than women, and taking a look at the figures from college departments, it could be difficult to argue with that. However, one famous British university is trying to put an end to this theory. At Oxford University, math and computer science are two subjects that have big gaps in terms of grades between men and women. For example, just 21.2% of women taking math graduated with first-class degrees in 2017, compared to 45.5% of men, reported The Times. The university believes that female students are more likely to be affected by time pressure. So to solve this problem, female students at Oxford were given 15 minutes more than male students to finish their math and computer science exams in the summer of 2017. The decision came not long after the university's history department allowed its female students to take exams at home in 2017, reported The Independent. The aim of that plan was also to close the gap between men and women and the subject's exam results. These changes were welcomed by some people, who saw them as a positive sign. I am happy when people see gaps between groups of people who should not reasonably have such gaps, such as between genders, races, or classes, and take that as a starting point to think about the kinds of people they unintentionally are leaving behind. Antonia Sue, a representative from Oxford Women in Computer Science, told The Telegraph. However, others criticised the decisions, saying they suggest that females are the weaker sex. You are saying that the girls can't take the stress of sitting in the exam room, which does raise one's anxiety levels. Amanda Foreman, a research fellow at the University of Liverpool, UK, told The Telegraph, I don't think girls are inherently weaker than boys and can't take it. Women are not the weaker sex. Indeed, research from the US Department of Education suggested that girls are as good at math-based subjects as boys are, reported news website Quartz in January. However, they're prevented from cultivating an interest in math and science because of the bias that women aren't good at those subjects, a 2012 report by Forbes said. But according to Quartz, there are better ways to equalize education between the sexes, such as giving more resources to girls to help them fall in love with math and science. And for girls who think they're bad at these subjects, it could all just be in their imagination. The truth is, you probably are a math person, and by thinking otherwise, you are possibly hamstringing your own career, wrote The Atlantic.